Then there's this, weekday mornings 4 to 10. It has everything you need to know and some things you just need to see. WGN-TV Morning News, Chicago's must-watch morning news.
All right, here's our very old friend. I don't mean it like that, Geraldo, but I do.
Yes,
sounded
you do,
bad.
Yes, I do. Yes, I actually do mean that. Geraldo, I just want to say one thing. I hold you so completely responsible for this Donald Trump thing. I don't even know what to do with it. I just don't know.
I totally gave birth to that, didn't I?
You did. It's sort of like you basically, you know, you were one of the first legitimate guys to say, no, I like him. He'd be good. And now look what happened.
No, I said it with confidence, just days after he made the announcement that he could go all the way, that there were rough edges. And, you know, I got some severe policy differences with Donald, but I knew that he was a competent guy. I just spent every day for 6 weeks with him doing Celebrity Apprentice. And I thought that people were totally undervaluing or, underestimating what he could do. And it's obvious, right?
Well, Geraldo, how could you have any kind of political philosophy difference with him or policy difference when we don't know what his policies are? I would ask you that. How's that possible?
But I don't know if you know how deep that is, what you just said.
Yes,
but
I know.
I said right from the beginning that these positions he was taking out, these draconian positions, like on immigration and abortion and, Gacy is pretty consistent on the early on minimum wage, on some other issues that I knew that wasn't the guy I knew. I've known him for 40 years plus. He Ted Cruz was right about him. He does have quote unquote New York values. He's a progressive, open-minded, inclusive kind of guy. He doesn't have a racist bone in his body, and he was coming across as Attila the Hun. And I think the problem, though, is that you've got to be a crazy person to get the Republican nomination these days. You got to be hard right wing. You got to be, to the right of Steve King in Iowa. You've got to want to catch everybody, round up everybody, put everybody, in the firing squad.
But what happens what happens when he doesn't? If he were to become president, he doesn't do any of that. Or now he turns toward the general and he moderates. Won't those people be very, very angry at him?
Well, who are they going to vote for? Hillary? I mean, that's the issue. The fact of the matter is, he is a conservative in terms of business. He knows that it's better to give a person a job than a handout. He's a great builder. Look what he's done in Chicago. He's done it in New York in spades. Everywhere else on earth, he knows how to fix things, get things done. He's a great negotiator. His declared neutrality in the Middle East, I think, is the one shining light in an otherwise grim area, Ro.
All right.
What about, you hear all the leaders within, not all the leaders, some of the leaders within the GOP saying, hey, we need to unify. But then you're seeing Senator Graham come out today, say, I would have supported all 16 except for the Donald No Way, No How. Politico surveyed leaders within the party and said majority Republican insiders are not going to support Trump. Does he need that support? Will he eventually get that support, do you think?
Question. That's a great question. I don't know. I don't know if he needs that support. He certainly has not needed it up until now. I mean, you see how he has created a movement of angry, mostly white guys all across the country who are expressing their dissatisfaction with the system. And they are rejecting, Lindsey Graham couldn't get elected door catcher in that crowd.
Right.
Paul Ryan, I think Paul Ryan, as a cynic, I say he's hoping Trump gets bombed so he, Paul Ryan, could be the presidential contender in 2020. I think that Donald Trump could go all the way. And I think that if he moderates, he's got to take back this horrible position that he's going to deport undocumented immigrant families, even if they have citizen children. I mean, there's some crazy stuff that he said that he has to back down on, but I think he will. And he's got to reach out to minorities. If he doesn't get Latino votes, he's not going to carry Illinois. He's not going to carry anything.
Were you offended at all? Geraldo, were you offended at all with the Taco Bowl tweet from yesterday?
It didn't bother me. I've been trying to get him to a Mexican restaurant for months now. I said, you got to show people that you're not that person. I thought that it was kind of clumsy, but it was Cinco de Mayo. Craig and I, my brother Craig, Ro knows him. were having tequila shots at Langan's across the street, so Trump went and had a taco bowl. You know, everybody celebrates in their own way.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Hey, let me ask you this, because enough about this. How about this El Chapo? You have got explain what you have done here with El Chapo.
Well, let's first explain what El Chapo has done to places like Chicago and the rest of the country. Flooding, you know, the ruthless head of the Sinaloa drug cartel has flooded the country with heroin and with synthetic heroin, fentanyl. He is a savage, ruthless, mass-murdering dog who escaped twice from maximum security prison with the aid and complicity of Mexican officials that he bribed or threatened. So here is this guy, he is charismatic in his own way, I guess, in the way John Gotti was or Charles Manson was or some of these other, John Wayne Gacy maybe. They had the following, they had people who, follow them, even though they are like Hitler in some ways.
Right.
So anyway, El Chapo falls in love with a woman who is starring in a primetime Mexican soap opera called La Reina del Sur, the Queen of the South. So anyway, he starts pen-palling with Kate Del Castillo, the actress who portrays the drug queenpin in this series. So he's pen-palling with her. Ultimately, they plan a rendezvous in the jungle. She's an actress who wants to portray him, do his story the way Pablo Escobar was portrayed in Narco.
Mm-hmm.
So she arranges the meeting. She asks if she can bring Sean Penn along. They have a rendezvous in the jungle. After he escapes from prison, the maximum security prison. I was in that tunnel that he used to escape, by the way, Altiplano prison, a mile-long tunnel. So they have the jungle rendezvous. The authorities track them. It was his obsession with the actress, his need to see the actress, that led the world's most wanted man to be caught by the authorities. And with interviews with her and others, DEA and so forth, I tell that story. It's like a King Kong story. King Kong was killed because he was in love with the blonde.
Faye Ray.
El Chapo was captured. Faye Ray and then Jessica Lange and then Naomi Watts. El Chapo was captured because he was in love with Kate Del Castillo and he needed to see her in the jungle. That's why I call it Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, my God. That's so awesome. When is that airing?
I love that.
It's tomorrow, 7 o'clock Chicago time, and then Sunday, 8 o'clock Central time on the Fox News Channel. It's really, I think, where you're going to dig, I'm talking.
Oh. I love your work, Geraldo. Big fan, longtime listener.
I love yours. my daughter's listening right now. I'm going to give a shout out to Simone in Northwestern and Elf in Evanston.
Oh, she's up there. Well. Northwestern. Oh. Go Cats.
Yeah. That's right.
She's a state A student. She's the one that was in the stadium in Paris when the terrorists tried to blow it up. It was really very traumatic for our family.
Oh,
but obviously, thankfully, she was safe there, and they all, they blew themselves up in the stadium. They didn't blow anybody else up, so thank God for that.
Well, Geraldo, we will talk to you soon, and we'll see you.
Okay,
I like to hang out with Geraldo at the conventions because there's
you going to come to Cleveland?
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
Sure.
Oh yeah.
Well, then definitely let's do it, man. Let's get together.
Yeah, because that's the one thing that's to see this happen through the prism of Geraldo's mind is just amazing.
Plus, he knows where you can get good tequila as well. It sounds
like
that's right.
Yeah. And I want to stand behind him.
I was hanging out with Donald Trump on Sunday morning. I was hanging out. Yeah, so it's not like my information is remote.
So when we have to get through the pro Donald Trump people who are going to get mad about something, I'm with Geraldo.
You got the number? Just call me. I'll hook you up.
I'm with Geraldo. All right.
That's right.
We will. We'll talk to you soon, man. Thank you very much.
Bye, Geraldo.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, bye. Geraldo Rivera. See you tomorrow night at 7 o'clock on the Fox News Channel. His El Chapo, the Beauty and the Beast.
Sounds fascinating.